Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Chiron is almost now where it was when it was discovered in 1977. It was discovered at 3 degrees of Taurus, and it's currently at like mid Aries. Here's a visual in case someone's looking on video of kind of where Chiron's orbit is. And so you can see this yellow, there's a yellow circle that reflects Saturn's orbit. So sometimes Chiron is within the orbit of Saturn, and then it will move out and go beyond the orbit of Uranus. Oh. And so some of the early astrological meaning, people thought about Chiron as being like a connector or a bridge between Saturn and Uranus. If you think about Saturn as being the last of the traditional planets that sort of for hundreds of years we thought was the end of our universe, and then Uranus as being this more modern, disruptive, innovative thing, it's like Chiron can bridge between those two worlds, like the old world, the new world, the restrictions versus liberation.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Being someone I know that you, as well as I, did you begin in modern astrology?
Yeah, because that's all that existed. Okay. When I started reading astrology books, I think we talked about this last time as a teenager, you know, it was Linda Green Sun Signs, and it was, Linda Goodman. Linda Goodman, yes, yes. So yeah, there was nothing else.
And then you have now bridged back over to traditional astrology, right?
I did. Now, I did a year of in-depth study of traditional astrology, being mostly ancient methods from Islam as well as Greece and Rome.
Do you think, because I know there is a rift between the two communities, mm-hmm. between the modern and the traditional, right? Could the bridge to that actually be Chiron?
That's a tough question. I kind of think it's going to take more than one asteroid. Like, that's a bigger job than Chiron alone. But it's interesting because, you know, in traditional astrology, the focus is really on the sun and moon and then the five planets that you could see with the naked eye, yeah. right? And so traditional astrology mostly ignores Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, as well as all the asteroids and the centaurs and et cetera. I do think that we have like a new generation of astrologers, and I kind of hope that I'm one of them, that's working to find the best of both systems. I don't know that Chiron is that bridge exactly, but I do feel like what we're finding more and more, even among traditional astrologers, is that particularly when it comes to world events, if you ignore those outer planets and Chiron, like, you're missing a lot of the story. You know, they really do offer meaning that is beyond Jupiter and Saturn. So I like to think that we will eventually have a fusion. You know, maybe it's going to take another 50 years. But that's an interesting thought. How could Chiron participate in that? And if so, how?
Yeah. It's just a thought when you were talking about the bridge between Saturn. It's in between Saturn and Uranus. And I know that is the gap. That's the cutoff, mm-hmm. pretty mm-hmm. much, between the two schools.
It is. In fact, I thought you would like, this is a quote from Liz Green. One of my favorite books that I read on Chiron actually was written by Liz Green. It came from 3 seminars she did, and it was just published in October. So this is a quote from Liz Green's book I'm going to read for you. And it says, Chiron is the conduit between the realm of the imagination in which the soul exists without corporeal limits, the mundus imaginalis, and the mortal body with its limits and its inevitable time-locked doom. And I thought that was a beautiful way of talking about, you know, the connection between modern astrology and traditional astrology, right?
Just a quick question. What is mundus imaginalis.
The world of imagination.
Oh, okay.
Liz as well. Like Liz uses some. She studied Latin, right? And so, from mundo or mundus being the world, and imaginalis being, it's kind of like the world of the spirit, right? The world of imagination, the world of the spirit, connected with our own mortal bodies.
You're welcome, boys and girls. I just saved you some Google.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah, it's a big word. But that is really the heart of it, right? Because modern astrology was much more about psychology and feeling that we had unlimited potential, whereas traditional astrology was much more focused on, you know, you're going to have a baby next year and you're going to die in 20 years because wild dogs attack you. You know, that was, you know, it was more about how do you handle this mundane life.
Well, now that you just said that, I was actually thinking about traditional trying to bridge the gap to modern. But now, after you just said that, trying to bridge modern to traditional could also go through Chiron because, hey, modern, everything is not hunky-dory. There's going to be some pain.
Yes. And in fact, that's one of the things I'll talk about is I found that Liz Green's treatment of Chiron was much closer to a nuanced expression and less of what I would consider almost a toxic positivity, where there's this notion in a lot of modern astrology that we all have wounds and we can all heal those wounds. Whereas traditional astrology would say, no, you're gonna have to live with some things that you don't like, that not everything is healable. And so we'll talk about that more in the mythology of Chiron. So I'm gonna go ahead to that. But yes, you kind of have given some foreshadowing there, Paul.
All right. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.